League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
if they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome. Yep, it's that time of the week again. It's up front with Alan Brazil. I tried Parler, I tried Wilkins, I tried Maradona, but we got Porky Parry. How are we, Mike?
Very well, Al. It's good to be here. And what a week of exciting football. I mean, blow your socks off. And listen, Evertonian certainly, but Liverpool's performance at Southampton, that was one of the performances of the season.
It sure was, but the breaking news, which I think took everyone by surprise, last time we were in Spain, you were doubled up over a wall.
What?
That was the first of your strokes just outside the Bernabeu.
We thought
it was the curry, but it turned out you had a problem with your heart.
It was acute heart failure, Al.
Yeah.
Just get it right. The stroke hasn't happened yet, but, give it time.
I'm sorry. Why is this you side your face struggling? No. It's not funny.
No, it's not.
Gary Neville, Valencia. Yeah. Can you believe
it? Yes, I can believe it, Al. Do you know something? If Gary Neville decided, my next job is I'm going to be the Dalai Lama, he'd go off to Tibet and he'd become the Dalai Lama because he can do anything.
I thought Dalai was the Sheikh Mohammed's horse operation.
Well, it is sort of. I mean, it's called with Dalai. Is it Dalai?
Dalai.
The Dalai Lama. The guy from Ulaanbaatar.
I know what you mean, but it's not Dalai, is it?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I've got immense respect for Gary Neville. Everything he turns his hand to, he succeeds at. He's a brilliant pundit. Everybody said that this morning in the wake of him going. He's a brilliant coach. You talk to anybody at the FA about his contribution to the England setup. He also runs his own property company, which is incredibly successful in the northwest of England. The boy can turn his hand to anything.
But where's the catalyst? Where's the link here?
The link is that Salford City, the club that he co-owns with the other class of 92, has funding from the individual.
Peter Lim.
Thank you very much indeed,
from
Al.
Singapore.
Peter Lim.
Who does he own? Who's he own?
Valencia.
Ah.
And Phil went in there first, his brother, Phil Neville, who I know very well, of course, because former captain of Everton. And he trod the path. He loved Everton.
He didn't.
He loved Everton, let me tell you.
Manchester United he loved, and he had to go down the East Lancs Road and tail between his legs.
How dare you speak like that of Everton, the mighty club. It is quite magnificent. And, of course, you have to say now that this is Gary Neville's first step on the coaching path towards what eventually will be either the hot seat at Manchester United or he will become England manager. Absolutely.
Yeah, by the way, I looked at the table. I'm not Nostradamus, but looking at the table,
definitely not Nostradamus.
I think he could finish fourth. Valencia. It's a young side. I think it'll get them up that table and they'll finish fourth.
Okay.
Mark my words, Porky.
Yeah, okay, I do mark your words. The one problem is, and this is why Phil went ahead of him, is he doesn't speak Spanish. But guess what? Phil, twice a day, is taking Spanish lessons and he's going to be, like a blind man has a dog. Gary Neville, who's not blind, obviously, Neville as his interpreter in the early days.
It's not that hard to learn Spanish.
Oh, well,
If he can learn Spanish, then we can.
Yeah, the thing is, he's been there 25 years and he still doesn't know the word for paella on toast. You know what I mean? That's his problem.
We wish him well.
Of course we do.
It's funny, he's not taking charge, is he, this weekend?
Well, they're playing Barcelona, so that's quite
come
wise,
on,
isn't
have
it?
Some kahunas. Get in there and take the job.
His first game's Lyon, I think, isn't it, in the Champions League?
I don't know.
Lyon, yeah.
You're way ahead of me.
It is, middle of next week. But I admire Gary Neville so much. And by the way, one of his outstanding features was that after a home game, he and Ryan Giggs would go off, and Giggsy would sometimes have an exciting night, if you see what I mean.
And, oh, he did. He used to be a little rascal.
A little rascal, whereas Gary Neville would always go home.
But go and clean his boots. He'd go and clean his boots.
Clean his boots. But what Gary Neville would
Ryan
always...
Ryan would fill his boots. Yeah. Gary would clean his boots.
Hey, that's a bit harsh, Al. But no, seriously, he would... they'd stop at a remote pub because they lived in that Cheshire Belt.
You're making this up.
I know this.
You're making this
I know this. I know this, right? They'd stop at a remote pub. They'd have a driver, obviously, because they're Manchester United players. And old Giggsy would get stuck in. Gary Neville would never have more than two bottles of beer. He said, once I have more than two bottles of beer, I start to feel I'm losing control of my own thought pattern.
Shouldn't you take note of that?
Well, I have done, of course, over the years. What are you laughing at?
Someone, Mike Graham, told me you'd stop drinking dry white wine.
Yes, that's right, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
I'll say no more.
No, okay. And I suppose next you're going to say I'm taking too much Red Bull, are you? Well, I've given that up as well.
I don't need stimulants. I've never seen you drink Red Bull. No, it's the cigarettes and the white wine that worries me. And your specialist.
Cigarettes. Our last time I had a cigarette was 10 years ago.
Will he do well?
Gary Neville?
He's got it for 5 months.
Do you know what?
And the rumour is Josie's gone there. Not a hope in hell.
Well, that's exactly what's been said. That
not a hope in hell. I heard you talking about it. Rubbish.
Yeah. Well, the speculation...
You make things up.
No, I don't. I don't. It's informed opinion, Al. You wouldn't know about informed opinion. Most of your informed opinion comes from people you meet in pubs who are intoxicated.
Well, now, it's rather than reading the papers when I meet journalists like you or ex-journalists.
Well, that's a bit harsh. Ex-journalists. I was going to say is, Gary Neville's never failed at anything else before. I think he'll do a very good job. But isn't he a clever man to have left the door open? Because all the tributes from people like Sky and people he's worked for said we'd have him back at any time. And he's only said, I've signed up till the end of the season, 5 months.
See, his contract, £15 million, Sky were going to offer him.
£3 million a year for 5 years. That's not bad, is it?
You wouldn't get a bed for that, would you?
Well, I don't know about that. It still doesn't match, I'm told. It still doesn't match the contract that Thierry Henry's got at £4 million a year.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about... listen, I'm excited now about the Capital One.
Well, I certainly am.
What about Liverpool?
Oh,
I didn't see that coming. Listen, the new diamond shape.
Was it a diamond shape?
Yeah, I heard them talking about it.
To me, it was just attack, attack, attack.
It would be, but I'm a studier of the game.
You're a studier of the game, yeah. Well, you did play the game a bit, didn't you? A bit, you know. What I would say about that is, Al, that people are now having a go at me. Just before the draw happened, I said, I do not want Everton to get Stoke. I do not want Everton to get Liverpool, because I want that to be the final of the League Cup. Take us back to 1984.
What? Everton-Stoke.
What? Everton-Stoke. I didn't want Everton-Stoke. No, I didn't want Everton-Stoke. It's not going to be Everton-Stoke. It's going to be Everton-Liverpool final.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's going to be Liverpool City.
Oh, come off it, pal. What have you been drinking? Are you mad?
Well, Bournemouth scored three against you. What are Liverpool going to do?
Ah, but we scored three against Bournemouth. Not only did that, we destroyed, utterly destroyed Middlesbrough in the semi-final. In fact, I'm a little bit fed up with Liverpool having such a great performance because the performance of the week was Delefeu, right? Delefeu, our exciting new forward, a former Bard.
Strictly come down.
Former Bard.
He plays against a proper defender, forget him.
Al, what do you think about the crossover? What do they call it? The
step over.
Step over. What do you think about
this? I'm talking about strictly, you numpty.
Yes, I know you are, but I'm
so slow today.
No, I'm not slow. I'm trying to bring it back to the football field, not the blinking dance floor.
No, the key to the goal, and he did play a part, you're right, was the passing. Passing was fantastic.
Well, do you know what? That
20-odd passes, wasn't it?
33.
You sure?
I'm certain. 33 passes.
Now you're a man. How do you call him? Heads it in?
What?
What'd you call him? Your man at heads it in?
You're talking about Lukaku. Lukaku. Yeah, he was brilliant. And by the way, isn't that... Because you scored a few goals with your head, didn't you?
Not many.
Not many. But when the ball's coming from the right and you have to propel it on a trajectory like an epilip on the left...
A what?
An epilip. It's an epileptic header because you're lobbing it over the goalkeeper's reach, if you see what I mean. Isn't that the
I thought your hand was going to fall off there.
Why?
Epilepsy?
Yeah. No, epileptic. You know, it's an ellipse.
Now, when the ball comes at that, you either punch it back to where it's come from.
Yes.
Or you flick to your left. That's for the far post.
That's what I mean, yeah. And it was a brilliant header. So I thought Everton would get away with being the team of the week for that performance. Liverpool come down the following night.
Ever to listen, apart from the Bournemouth, and I believe I spoke to a friend who was in the director's box, and when Everton scored the third, old Porky leaned over to the Bournemouth chairman, I'm so sorry, ho, ho, ho. Yeah. You've been great today, so sorry we've nicked it. And as you finish, we've nicked it, bang, equaliser, 3-3.
I know. And then he literally shook my hand and said, oh, I'm so sorry, we've equalised. You know, it's a bit harsh,
but
wasn't it?
But he was pleased you put a grand into the charity, wasn't he?
Well, I think I'll talk to you about that later, shall I? You know, it was going to be £500.
You were on the you were on the pitch, weren't you?
I was on the pitch.
Given at large, in the programme, given at large.
Well,
of course, Bournemouth do a lot for charity. And I very kindly donated £500 to charity.
Yes.
Well, that, a man who has 17 properties.
That's a bit harsh.
I assumed that was not enough. And that's why live on air I said, no, Porky, make it a grand.
You did. Thanks very much indeed, Al. Next time I decide how much you're going to contribute to charity, because the only...
So in front of three and a half million listeners, you didn't say no, 500 is enough.
No,
you bottled it again. Went, okay then, I'll do 1,000.
I bottled it. But the thing is, Al, you see, the only charity that you ever support are like sick animals, you know. Like,
I don't think so.
You know, like racehorses that finish last, eh?
I think I had a big hand in Sir Bobby Robson's charity the other night.
Yes.
Where we raised 170,000 on the night. Very nice, thank you.
That's not bad. Quite commendable, that. Quite commendable.
Anyway, talking about Everton, on a serious note, Everton are going well, aren't they?
Well, they're going extremely well, but do you know what I'm a bit fed up about? Is that
what?
Just as we picked up pace and become a complete team, five of the players the other night, by the way, under the age of 22, including Lukaku, so that's brilliant, OK? But now Liverpool have picked up tremendous pace. So I'm looking, what I'm looking for, and the reason why I wanted a League Cup final between the two, 1984, Everton-Liverpool at Wembley, 0-0. In the replay, Graeme Souness scored the one goal. They won 1-0. We went on to win the cup against Watford. That was the famous Steve
Andy
Sherwood.
Gray.
Andy Gray.
Foul referee.
Wasn't a foul. And
Andy sold me.
No.
It was assault.
Andy's a Scotsman. You're a Scotsman. You talk about these sort of things in drink. And what I'm going to say is that that started an era of Merseyside dominance. And who's to say it couldn't start again the way the two performed this week?
Well, Manchester United are up in the air at the moment, but City, I really fancy City to get in top gear. I do.
Yeah, but not against Everton in a two-legged tie.
Listen, they've just had £265 million put in.
I know, it's not bad, is it? Why do you think they've done that, by the way? Because Sheikh Mansour, who runs Manchester City, is easily wealthy enough, his world wealth, to do it himself. So
I think it's a bit presence. I think it's a bit global presence.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Not only that, in 20 years' time, Al, China will be the biggest economy in the world. They will be the biggest country in the world.
You might be right. Back to City.
Yes.
So it's Man City Everton, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it is in the semi-finals, obviously. They don't take place now until early January. So they've got to get on with the league programme. Now, the problem with this weekend is, Al, the games that are going to really smack us in the face are those games between clubs that are still doing it and clubs aren't. So, for instance, the one that I'm looking at, which I think is going to be a sensational result, is Newcastle-Liverpool. Liverpool have scored 16 goals away in their last three games, Al.
Got to fancy Liverpool.
Well, if
I love Klopp, by the way. I like him more and more.
I think he smiles too much. And I think his teeth are too long. I think he resembles a horse when he smiles.
No, he doesn't.
No, he does.
That's a man with a proper beard.
Well, you say that, but I mean, I think he's a bit scruffy.
Mine's not scruffy.
Mine's mature.
No, it's not.
No, mine's mature. No, it is,
you're
honestly,
like Uncle Albert from Fools and Horses. Yours is grey. He's got a proper dark beard.
Are you really trying to compare me to some bumbling old fool who lived in a council flat in Peckham?
What's wrong with council flat?
Nothing. I like working class people. That's a bit harsh. No, listen, Al, I'm saying if Liverpool pick up against Newcastle at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, like they finished at Southampton, you're talking about opposite end of the country, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, what about old Sicknott? He turned up and got a couple of goals, didn't he? Because Klopp said, get off your bed, get out there.
Talking about Sturridge?
Yes.
But did you see the delivery of the balls that went to him? Literally, it was Paul Scholes stuff. They dropped it on a sixpence on his foot and bang, all he had to do was put him away.
It's on the way to treat him. Get out there and get on with it.
What about the lad who scored three who we've hardly ever heard of?
Someone told me, I've got to be careful what I say here, but I won't say who told me, but a very prominent football man.
Right.
And when he turned up and...
Who are we talking about here?
Sturridge. When he signed for a football club, I won't say who.
Yes.
And they said, what do you make of him? So the chap I'm talking to went and met him. And he said, you all right? How are you, Dan? You okay? Mm. And he was very cash. You know, he was dressed very cash. And he says, hey, pal, are you okay? He says, your jeans are hanging off your backside. You know, as these youngsters do. And he says, that's the way I roll, man. That's the way I roll.
Is that garage, is it?
Well, I don't know, but that's the way I roll.
Yeah.
And right away they thought, uh-oh, I might have a problem with this guy.
No, what's wrong with that? That's a young man.
No, it's not.
Adopting a lifestyle.
It's not. That's the way I roll. You know. Come on, you're a professional footballer.
Yeah, well, what he meant was, that's how me and my mates go cool and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, what do you know about it?
What do I know about it? I used to be cool.
I don't think you'd have cool, Jiddly from Oosh.
I used to be cool. I set the pace at one stage during my life.
In Chester.
Yeah. Right. I was a style king.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
We shouldn't be talking about football, shouldn't we?
Come on, then. I was talking about Sturridge.
Right, so what I'm saying... Yeah, OK, that Liverpool. So what I'm saying is the big games are going to be those who are at the top of the league. So, for instance, Leicester away at Swansea. Now, Swansea are weak, aren't they?
Struggling.
Gary Monk's struggling. That's the team he wanted to come.
Can he do it again? I hope so.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's something to ask for, isn't it?
No, Gary is struggling. There's no doubt about it.
Tottenham have got a fantastic opportunity because they're going to West Brom.
That's not easy.
Well, it's not easy, but aren't Tottenham really running into form? Aren't they going through the gears now?
To be honest, I think Tottenham will win 2-1.
Right.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Because he's playing well again, Fletcher. He's putting himself about. I'm glad because he'd such an illness, I thought he was finished.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so he's doing well in the midfield for West Brom. And they've got the big lump up front as well. You know, what's his name with the beard? Came from Liverpool.
Ricky Lambert.
So
he scores goals.
Yeah, he came off the bench, got one. You know, so they're a hustle-bustle team, West Brom. But I think Tottenham are solid.
Yeah.
They're organised, they're solid. I take them just to nick it, mate.
I'm starting to like Tottenham because of the number of young English footballers who are coming through there and getting the opportunity. Now, the game that really interests me, Al, is Arsenal-Sunderland because... And you're very close to Sam Allardyce, Big Sam. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but you've known him for so many years. But he has definitely changed the way that Sunderland approach games. And
Sam's talking about finishing the top half.
Right,
can you believe it?
Well, to do that, they've got to go to places like Arsenal and get a point. They've got to get a draw. Now, wouldn't you say to me that Arsene Wenger will... The last team he would want at the moment, particularly with another spate of injuries...
Well, him and Sam hate each other.
Oh, do they? Why is that then?
They've had loads of spats. They do not like each other.
Well, do you know why that is, Al? Do you know why that is? Sam is a rough, tough Midlander. He's from Dudley. Okay, very fine city in the Black Country. You know, I've been there. Very nice people. All right, that's right. We all come from Dudley. And Arsene Wenger, of course, is a sophisticated. You know, he comes from Joao.
He's blaming the press again, isn't he?
Well, he always does, isn't he?
I play, if Santi wants to play... Mm. Then he plays. If Sanchez wants to play, they play. Don't pick them.
I do not do it just to keep some journalists happy. You know, that's the way Arsene speaks.
He's in big, you know what. Because next week they go to Athens, don't they?
They certainly do, and they've got to get a result there.
So this is the game he doesn't want, because Sunderland will steam into them.
That's what I'm saying. And Sunderland went to Palace, who were on top form at the time. They'd just beaten Liverpool away at Anfield and won 1-0 there. So what I'm saying is, Al, what does Big Sam do which makes it so difficult for teams at home?
Organise his defence. Have a look and you see between now and, say, February, how many goals Sunderland concede.
Does he play on the break?
Of course he does.
Does he?
Absolutely.
Okay, and if
they'll get behind the ball, they're frustrated. Norwich City done that at Carrow Road at the weekend.
Yeah.
Just got behind the ball, frustrated Arsenal.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, Al, playing on the break, you only need like five passes between the goalkeeper rolling it out and scoring, right? But you just said how good Everton were in taking 33 passes to score a goal.
Yeah.
Now, there's got to be a difference between the two. There's got to be a difference between the two. Can't do both, because if you did both, you know, 33 passes and
your
it breaks up.
What?
My point is this.
You're losing me, poor.
No, I'm not losing you.
You think you're Gary Neville on Sky? You're losing me.
Al, I'm
keep it simple.
I'm a football philosopher, and I'm not trying to say to you this. Is it better to go there with the philosophy, right, we'll absorb all the pressure and hit them on the break?
With pace.
Or can we pass them to death?
No.
Well, there you go.
How are you going to pass Arsenal to death?
Well, that's just what I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking you. Claim to be an expert.
What are you talking to the world?
What are you shaking your head for?
Chelsea-Bournemouth. Jose's turned the corner. Yes, no?
Jose has turned the corner.
Does he play Costa? The talk is he will come back.
Well,
he's taught him a lesson.
Do you know what I would say? I've never seen Jose or any other strong manager laugh off a situation like Costa taking off his bib and hurling it at him. That was disgusting. And particularly, if you look at the video, the young player sitting next to Costa, I've forgotten who it was now. I don't think it was Mikel.
Mikel was one side of him, he was laughing.
Yeah. Well, this lad laughed. Now, that landed at Jose's feet. Good job it didn't land on his head, because then he would have to have done something about it. But the point is, that was a despicable gesture of defiance. And as far as I'm concerned...
Yeah, by the way, it's not one-off, you know. This has been going on for a few weeks.
Oh, I totally agree. But that brought it to a public point of issue.
Yes.
And if I was Jose, I would put the boy... I'd get the boy out of the club. I'd never play him again for Chelsea, seriously. Because the thing is...
But you say that.
Yeah.
You say that, Mike. If they bomb him out, who's he got Falcao, forget it.
No, he hasn't got anybody.
The other guy, Remy.
He hasn't got a recognised striker.
Do you know who I think, though? I can't see him coming,
yeah.
Especially in January, but I think they're very keen on Thomas Muller. And he would be perfect for Chelsea.
But he's quite well liked at his current.
No, he's
club,
very
isn't
well
he?
Liked.
So why would he? Why would
he's
he...
a German international. I know, Bayern yeah. could win the Champions League, but you know what they're like. They could offer him an absolute fortune that he couldn't turn down.
Yeah, but I mean, that very strange move. What I was going to say is to compare
be a great move for Chelsea.
To compare a player that you mentioned earlier, Ricky Lambert, West Brom's manager, Tony Pulis, said that he's got the best attitude of any player he's ever seen in training and all that kind of stuff. Now, it's interesting because, of course, Ricky Lambert at Liverpool didn't get a start under Brendan Rodgers.
And a big Liverpool fan.
But
yeah, he didn't get a start the other day. He came on at half-time.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why Tony Pulis said he's got a great attitude. Now, what I'm saying is you would never see a guy like Ricky Lambert taking a bib off and throwing it at his manager. I mean, it's a disgraceful continental style, you know, shrug of the shoulders, arrogant, you know, I don't care about you type attitude. I'd have him out the club. If I was Jose, I'd have him out the club. That's a word of advice, Jose.
Right. What about, listen, Manchester United, we've not really spoke, home to West Ham.
Yeah.
It is, to be honest, West Ham are a dangerous side,
they
again,
are.
On the counter.
They are.
So I would imagine United might just sneak it. City go to Stoke.
Mm.
Mark Hughes. Mm. Now, Stoke... Mm. We'll finish top half, definitely. At the moment, yeah. I think they're just below, aren't they, in 12th. This is a tough game for City, who have not hit top gear yet. I think Silva will be back for them, though.
Mm. I think City are vulnerable. And the reason I say that is because Liverpool went there and beat them 4-1. And a team who are trying to put their imprimatur on the Premier League trophy, you know, the title trophy.
Imprimatur.
Imprimatur.
Is that a word?
Of course it's a word.
Are you sure?
I
went to a decent school. Imprimatur.
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 Means what?
It means a name. It means, you know, you write it on a brass plate, something like that. You see what I mean? And the imprimatur is the name of the club that goes on to the league title trophy, OK? It's quite simple. What are you looking at me like that for? Do you think I'm sort of, you know, telling you some sort of, you know, mythical story?
I think, once again, it's not Gulliver's Travels, it's Porky's Travels.
The imprimatur is, what I'm saying is, I don't think any team that's going to win the Premier League this season will get battered at home 4-1 the way that City did by an aspiring challenger, Liverpool. I don't think City will win the league title now.
Mm. And then Palace Everton at Goodison. Tricky game for you, Monday night.
Monday night, I totally agree. And you see, I tell you what I think will further enhance Alan Pop.
You know, it's when Roberto, when things are going really well,
yes.
He gets excited again. It's arriba, 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 arriba. Slow down, Roberto.
Yeah, arriba.
Yeah, arriba, arriba, arriba. You know, he's Spanish, he comes
arriba. Coming around. What's arriba mean?
No, it's just it's Speedy Gonzales. Arriba, arriba, arriba.
Arriba, arriba, arriba. Do you mean Manwana?
No,
tomorrow,
no, he just
Manwana.
Gets excited, that's all.
Anyway, look, what I was going to say is, I think, right, because I think around corners, Al, I just don't think in straight lines, Alan Pardew will have seen Gary Neville take his first step into management, and Gary Neville is the main contestant to Alan Pardew for the England job, the next England job. Okay.
And nope. That takes the United job. That's if he does well at Valencia. What if they get gubbed?
No, they won't. It's only five months. He can't fail.
So how can he do England and Valencia? This is a question.
Oh, quite easy.
Quite easy.
I mean, many coaches.
Our very own Didi Haman said he's having a laugh. It's impossible to do.
No, I don't agree with you. How many coaches leave their clubs just like players do when there's an England fortnight, if you see what I mean?
He's not a coach, he's the manager.
The coaching
setup. So they
setup.
Might be away for 10 days. What's he going to do with his players? You've not thought about it.
I have thought about it. And I don't, you know, airily look at the ceiling like you're trying to indicate.
No, I tend to believe the man who scored the last goal at Old Wembley against England than some Welshman who hasn't got a clue.
Yes. Don't you think that the reason he's got his brother there, Phil, is because Phil picks up where Gary signs off and goes back to England? I mean, by the way, there's only one England international weekend between now and the next 5 months anyway, so it's hardly going to interfere with the job on a long-term basis, is it?
Well, I think there's a little get-together before
Well, get-togethers don't count.
10 days. Yeah, they do count. He's away for 10 days, you numpty.
No, he's not away for 10 days. I'm telling you, he's not. I know these things. I make my business to know about these things, OK? Now, one fixture we haven't
talked about... Next week, I'm going to pull someone off the street and get more sense.
You want to do that, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, feel free, because, you know, you won't find somebody who's had 45 years of
opening doors,
Fleet Street experience,
hiding behind hedges,
knowledge, input, you know, inside stories.
Letting people down but not jumping off the pier and keeping their word.
I think sometimes you are despicable. You're reaching you low.
We're out of time.
Hey, you know, hitting below.
Always a pleasure.
Again. By the way, I want to make one prediction.
Don't ring me,
go.
I'll ring you.
One prediction before we go.
Go on.
Klitschko will massacre
Tyson
Fury.
Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not a fix.
You heard it from here. Porky said it was a fix.
It's not a fix.
Thank you for joining us.
In the rematch. Brought to you by Audio Boom.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.